Welcome along, I'm Alan Williams and this is the Alan Williams Podcast. Hello and welcome to the Alan Williams Podcast for the 166th time. I hope you guys have had an incredible week. It's been a pretty good one here. The podcast is doing well. I've actually just realised this week we have hit 18,000 downloads, which is pretty impressive. When I started off the podcast, I think it was 2018. I could be wrong on that, but I think it was 2018. I didn't think we'd actually make 10 episodes, but here we are on episode 166. 18,000 downloads later, we're going pretty well. So thank you so much for listening. I had some really nice messages about last week's podcast. Not last week, because there was none last week. The week before, there was a lot of positive messages about it, so I appreciate that. I always love getting feedback. I've said it many times, but it's so difficult to actually know what's landing with the podcast because there's no immediate feedback loop. With the likes of Facebook, you put up a post, you can see likes, you can see engagement, you can see comments. With the podcast, unfortunately, there's very few people that will actually go out of their way to send you a message and let you know if they enjoyed it. So you're left guessing, which can be difficult. And then you're going, am I speaking to myself here every week? But the analytics show me that people are listening and the numbers are pretty good. It would be nice, though, if people could give a little bit of feedback. Drop a little message or two and let me know if you're enjoying it. It helps me. Helps me stay inspired. Gets me motivated to do more for you. So, yeah, I would love any feedback. If you could let me know if you are enjoying them, that would be amazing. Thank you. Today's podcast, we're talking about controlling your state to create success. This is in my mind because back in January this year, which is not too long ago, 2 months ago, I was experiencing pain. My body was giving me pain. My jaw was really, really sore. And it was sore throughout Christmas and then it was sore throughout January. And I would say it was sore for about 6 weeks. And eventually I had to go to the doctor because thinking, this is not normal. This should be gone by now. What is it? And I was getting all the usual questions about, am I stressed? And I kept saying, no, I'm not. And in hindsight, I was. And I couldn't see it when I was in the middle of it. And this is somebody who has a fairly good awareness of their own body, of their own stress, of managing themselves. But I was so, so busy and I was so immersed in work that my body was giving me a physiological response and I was probably ignoring it. I was thinking there must be something here. Have I got a knock on the jaw? I couldn't actually recall anything. I was going, maybe it's stress, but I don't think it is. I don't think I'm stressed. In hindsight, I was really busy in January. I did a lot of speaking events in January and I had some really big speaking events in January. And actually, if I'm being completely truthful, I was getting paid the most I've ever been paid for speaking events in January. Like, it was at a point where I suppose the speaking has developed a lot. And now I'm recognizing that people expect more of me and maybe I was putting more pressure on myself. And even over Christmas, I was aware that there was some speaking events in early January that I was being paid quite a bit of money to do. And I think that was on my mind and subconsciously it was on my mind. And I wasn't really all that aware of it because I thought, no, I'm fine. It's grand. I've done this a million times, but maybe I was convincing myself. And then my body was physiologically telling me something is not actually right here. You need to look after yourself a little bit better. So there was that jaw pain. And I've spoken to quite a few people since that have told me they experienced similar and sometimes their jaw gets locked, all sorts of stuff. My jaw didn't get locked, but it was quite sore. And it was sore to the point that there was some days I actually couldn't eat on the right side of my mouth. I couldn't chew. I had to move the food over to the left side of my mouth. So it was bad enough. Like it wasn't ideal. But that is why I'm recording today's episode of the podcast, is just control and state. And that is something that we have a lot more control of than we probably realize. So I suppose the first thing to say is a lot of this is stuff that I've experienced myself. I've learned a lot along the way. I've come a long way over the last 10 years. I've done a lot of speaking. That's been one of the biggest challenges for me. And when I recognized the stress that came in January from the jaw pain and the stress that was associated with that, it was down to speaking again. And that is always an ongoing challenge for me. And I have improved as a speaker without a shadow of a doubt, but it's always something I have to work on. And it is something that I am constantly being challenged by and I'm continually being challenged by and I still get nervous by it and I still get stressed by it and I still get anxious with it. But I am learning how to control it a lot better. And this is some of the lessons I want to share with you today. You can change your physiology just by breathing. Something as simple as breathing, breath work. That is something I would have been very skeptical of in the past. Something I would have scoffed at, something I would have maybe laughed at other people doing. But somebody said it to me. It was a speaking coach that said it to me. It was Jerry Duffy that said it to me. Jerry showed me a little strategy for managing my nerves. When I started speaking, I still get nervous now, but back then I used to get eaten up by nerves, get absolutely eaten up. It used to destroy me. And Jerry gave me a little breathing technique, which was deep breath in for 4 seconds, hold it for 7 seconds, and a long, slow breath out for 12 seconds. 11 seconds, sorry, not 12. So it's 4, 7, 11. That was the technique. And it was an absolute game changer for me. Because even before I went on stage, I could be standing there, somebody could be introducing me, is about to come on as a speaker. I would be doing my little bit of breath work. And it's amazing how it calms the nervous system and it brings the heart rate back down and puts you back in control. So you're going from initially being high heart rate, sweaty palms, your whole world closing in, feeling like you're under so much strain, you're under so much pressure, to just being back in control of your body and of your emotions and of your mind. And it is the most powerful thing. So I wanted to just share some of these lessons with you guys because they've been monumental for me. You have the ability to change your physiology. You have the ability to change what your body is actually saying. And something as simple as breath work can be an amazing starting point. Another thing in the broader scheme of things that I would recommend is deciding what to focus on. So many people have no awareness of this. So many people are focusing on the negative. So many people are focused on things that put their state into a negative place. Their state becomes anxiety, it becomes fear, it becomes stress, it becomes negative emotion because they're choosing to focus on the negative things in their life. And if you've been constantly focusing on the worst that could happen, what state are you creating for yourself? Think about that. Remember the last time a challenge came up for you. Did you focus on the worst case scenario? And what actually happened from that? I bet you induced fear. I bet you induced anxiety. And I bet a lot of it was actually unnecessary when you look back now. You let your mind take over. You let your mind run to worst case scenario. And we have a habit of doing this as human beings. We'll suddenly envision ourselves living on a box in the street from something that's probably relatively minor. Worst case scenario. And we consistently do it over time. And the more we consistently do it, the more we affect our state and our energy. And then it's very, very difficult to achieve anything in our life because we're not in the mind frame to go and exercise. We're not in the mind frame to drive our business. We're on the mind frame to spend time with family, with loved ones, with people we care about. So what are you deciding to focus on? Because recognize that it is a decision and you can change that in an instant. You can decide to flip the narrative on that. Can you make yourself depressed? Absolutely, you can. You could decide, I'm going to focus on something that happened 10 years ago, and I'm going to choose to beat myself up about it, and I'm going to tap back into those negative emotions. And suddenly you can recognize that your state has suddenly become very depressed versus what it was 5 minutes previously. You can also choose to focus on the positive. You can also choose to focus on something that excites you, that raises your vibration and raises your energy. And that's how you're going to positively improve your state within 5 minutes. You get to choose all that. And the thing also that you might not have awareness of is that the results we experience from negative states are actually cumulative. They compound over time. So if we're consistently choosing to focus on the negative, we're compounding that negative over time. We're making things much worse for ourselves. If you think about a frog simmering to death in water, that frog is slowly dying in a pot of water, simmering to death. But what would actually happen if the water was already boiling when you threw the frog in? The shock when it hits the boiling water, it would jump straight back out. But when it's the temperature being turned up over time and the pressure being turned up over time, it's slowly simmered to death. Why? Because it hasn't realized the danger that it's in until it's actually too late to get out. That's what negative states do to us. They're accumulating over time. And we're choosing that. We're choosing to focus on the negative. We're bringing our own vibration down. We're bringing our own energy down. We're in that pot of water simmering away until it's too late. And that's why you need to just be very, very aware and be very self-aware. Be very aware of putting your energy, where you're putting your energy, where you're putting your focus. Like the frog in the pot of water. You want to recognize it before it's too late. If you're continuously focusing on the good, if you're looking at what could possibly go right, if you're getting excited about that, life is good. And then when you negatively focus for a while, it's like the frog jumping into the boiling water. It's a shock to the system. So you'll jump straight back because you can recognize that it's not serving you. But it's when you're constantly simmering away in the negative, that's when it's doing monumental damage. And getting in shape is the same. Getting in shape is about controlling your state. If you want to get in shape and if you want to create extraordinary results for yourself, you have to be in a determined state. You have to be in a positive state. You have to be in an excited state. You have to be embracing it. You cannot be approaching it with fear and running away from it and negativity and again going to worst case scenario. It's not going to work. I've tried it before, it doesn't work. It's never worked for me. I'm a failure. I can't do this. Guess what's going to happen if that's what you tell yourself? That's a self-fulfilling prophecy. You want to get in great shape? Your state cannot be fear, cannot be anxiety. cannot be worry, cannot be beating yourself up, cannot be self-doubt. Your state has to be determination. I'm going to make this work. Has to be, I am going to do this. I'm going to be fully committed. Not I'm going to be half in and half out. I'm fully committed. I'm all in. I'm going to make it happen. I'm going to do whatever it takes. That's determining your state. You're putting yourself in a state to create success. If you are putting yourself in a state of fear, anxiety, worry, and even dread, and telling yourself a story about how this is horrible and you hate it, that is a negative state. If you're putting yourself in a negative state, you're not going to create lasting change. You have to put yourself in that positive state if you want to get into great shape, if you want to create long-term change, if you want to create results for life. I get to do this, not I have to do this. Put yourself in a positive state. Movement instantly changes how we feel. We should all be moving. Every single body, listen to this, should be moving your body every single day. People are shocked when I say I do 10,000 steps every day as a minimum. Sometimes I do 15,000, 16,000 steps. People are shocked by that. It's shocking to people that 10,000 steps is a lot. To me, everybody on this planet should be doing 10,000 steps if they're capable, if there's no medical issues. 10,000 steps should be a standard. It shouldn't be something that people strive for. It should be a standard. Movement is medicine. If you want to age well, if you want a healthy life, if you want a great quality of life going forward, if you want to run an amazing business, if you want to be super confident, move your body. If you want amazing energy, move your body. Old people get old because they're not moving. You'll often hear things like, oh, he can't get around as much as he used to. Well, guess what? It's not because of his age. It's not because of that number. It's because of lack of movement. So many health problems in old age are caused by lack of movement and lack of strength. Now is the time to start investing in yourself for your old age. It's like a savings account. You're starting to put money in there right now so that in the long term, you've got that in the bank. You've got an amazing life in the future. And you need to choose that right now. And you get to choose that. What's your state going to be? What are you going to focus on? I want to share with you three steps that have helped me achieve a lot of the things I've achieved. I've done quite a few things over the last 10 years. Not to brag, I've done quite a few things. I've done things that I never thought I could do. I never thought I was capable of it because I had no awareness around the stuff I'm speaking about today. I knew nothing about personal development until I started reading a lot of personal development. I thought I could never do stuff. Thought it was for other people, but not for me. I wasn't capable. I had to just toe the line, live an ordinary life, be in a minimum wage job and be happy with it and be told because I'm told to be happy with it because an employer tells me to be happy with it. And that was my life. There was nothing more for me than that. When I started to think bigger and I started to expand my horizons and I started to delve into a lot of self-development, a lot of the stuff I'm speaking about today and I speak about every week on the podcast, when I started to embrace that, my whole life changed. I built a business that I love. I've built a life that I love. I've served hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of clients and helped them change their life. I've wrote for the Irish Independent. I've had books published. I've spoken on News Talk. I've spoken on BBC Radio. I've spoken to audiences in excess of 1,000 people. I've done a lot of stuff I never, ever thought I could do. And I've boiled it down to three lessons that I want to share with you before I finish today's podcast. The first is, I raised my standards and made it a must. I raised my standards and made it a must. Jerry Duffy is a great saying as well. Must is a great master. When your back is against the wall and you don't have a choice. That's the approach you need to take. It's a must. It's not optional. If there's something you want to up level in, it is a must. It is not a when I feel like it. It's not a when I'm in the zone. It's a must, no matter what, no matter what I feel like. That's the power of changing your state again. If I'm not feeling like it, if I'm not in the zone, I will change my state. I will change what I'm focusing on. I've raised my standards. Public speaking was the hardest thing in the world for me. It was the biggest challenge I could have ever taken on. But I looked at it as a must. It was a must because I wanted to build my business. It was a must because I wanted to raise my profile. But it was also a must because I genuinely wanted to change lives. So I had to do it. It wasn't optional. When I started treating it as a must, my own standards were raised monumentally because I started looking for ways to make it happen. So that's number one. Raised my standards, made it a must. Number two is I changed my limiting belief about my ability to do it and I changed it into certainty. I had so much self-doubt. I didn't think I could do it. I was very shy. I was very introverted. I couldn't be the person on stage speaking to audiences. That was the belief I had. That was the limiting belief I had. until I started reading a lot of personal development again. And I realized that what you focus on is what you attract. And I became a huge, huge believer in that. What I'm putting out into the world is what I'll get back. The effort I put in is what I'll get back. If I approach it with a great attitude and a great mindset, it's going to happen. It has to happen. And I threw myself fully into that and I didn't hold back. And I changed that belief around those limiting beliefs. I changed it into a state of certainty. And how do you change it into a state of certainty? I'm going to be honest. At the beginning, you have to convince yourself and you have to convince your own mind. You're nearly playing mind games with yourself. You're nearly having to, in some ways, lie to yourself because you have no proof of it at that stage. You have to convince yourself that you're good enough, that you can do it, that you're just as good as other people, you're just as worthy as other people. You have to repeat that mantra over and over and over and over until you believe it, even if there is no proof. But over time, you start to gather proof. The more you lean into the difficult thing, you start to gather proof. You start to show yourself that you are capable of doing it. And then that certainty starts to grow for real. It's no longer about having to convince yourself, because now you're starting to show yourself that you can do it and you have done it. You've got proof that you're capable of much more than you ever thought you could. So I changed my limiting beliefs about my ability to do it, and I changed them into certainty. That's number two. And number three is I modeled an effective strategy for producing the result. What do I mean by that? I looked at who was doing it and who was doing it well. And it wasn't just who was doing it. It was who was doing it well. That's important to emphasize. I didn't want to learn from people who are putting themselves out there, but I felt weren't very good. I wanted to learn from the very, very best. So I went and studied them. And at the start, I had no money, so I had to study people for free. So I used the internet a lot. I used guys like Tony Robbins. I watched how he was speaking. I watched him on YouTube. I looked at guys on social media that I looked up to and I thought, what is making this work for them? Why are they good? Why do I enjoy listening to him versus somebody else? And that's the level of questioning that I gave myself. And I would make notes on it. I thought, maybe it's humor. Maybe it's the way they deliver it. Look how he speeds up how he's speaking there to generate excitement. Look how he slows down when he wants to make a point. All of this stuff was filtering in with me. Whereas a lot of people were maybe just listening to the message. I was looking at how it was being delivered. And I started to model that. And when I could afford it, I started to pay for it. So I started to go into events like Pendulum Summit, which I still love to this day. I was there in January. Absolutely love it. And the reason I love it is because it's the best speakers in the world. And I wanted to make sure from the beginning that I was modeling the very best. I didn't want to model mediocre. I wanted the very, very best. And I still do that to this day. And this is why I go to events like Pendulum Summit, because you're looking at the best speakers in the world. That's what I wanted. So model an effective strategy for producing the result is my advice to you. If you want to achieve weight loss, if you want to get into great shape, go to somebody that has proven that they know what they're doing. Go to the best in the business. Model them. Reach out to them. Ask for help. That's how I've built a lot of my career. Nobody's reinventing the wheel here. We're all learning from each other. We're standing on the shoulders of giants. But make sure that the person you're modeling is worth modeling. Key message. That's it for today's podcast. I hope that has landed. I hope that has helped you to recognize that you're a lot more in control of your state than you imagine. And I hope it's brought a level of awareness of what you're actually focusing on and the states that you're creating for yourself. Are you focusing consistently on negative stuff that is bringing your state into fear, anxiety, stress, self-doubt, self-loathing? Or are you focusing on the positives? Are you going to worst case scenarios all the time? Or are you focused on best case scenarios? What if it goes right? What's the benefit of it? What's the good thing here? What am I enjoying? What lights me up? What am I passionate about? What's going to put me in a positive state? I hope that has helped, and I hope that's brought a level of awareness today. Have an incredible week, guys, and I will speak to you all very, very soon.